Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia, an economist focused on the flooring business and a partner with Floor Focus. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Good morning to you, too.
You just a week or so ago released your Market Monitor, which is a quarterly report that talks about the economy and how the things that are going on in the world now are affecting consumption of flooring. Why don't we start with the economy? Because despite the low consumer sentiment reading recently, the economy is actually holding strong, right?
Yes, it is. And I think a lot of that is the foundation of the U.S. economy is still pretty strong. And the number one cornerstone in all that is consumer spending. Consumer spending continues at a moderated rate, but it's continued to grow and it's continuing to drive the U.S. economy. And as long as that stays strong, the United States will stay strong. And inflation's coming down. Core inflation is down to 2%. And core inflation is the cost of goods without food and energy. Residential construction is kind of flat from last year, up slightly. Home sales are a little bit down, 1%, but basically same as 24. And household income continues to rise slowly. Residential improvements are going to be tight in 25 because people are just uncertain about the future. Nobody has a crystal ball into how all these changes with federal spending and tariffs and the decline of regulations are going to play out in the economy. So everybody's kind of holding back a little bit. Residential remodeling is predicted by LIRA to decline by 1%. I think a lot of that has to do with uncertainty. Even with this remote working, all the federal workers were called back into the office. Now, I heard Jamie Dimon, his interview, and he's talking about doing that with all of the Chase employees. So, you know, all of that changes the nature of remodeling.
You know, back to work is actually going to be good for the business because it's going to require some remodeling of office space. But let's go to the next big topic. It's this whole tariff noise that's out there in the business, and it's certainly going to have an effect. Going to be hard for us to figure out what true consumption is because people are going to be front loading. I guess the latest news is that President Trump is saying he's going to be reciprocal on the way he sets these new tariffs, right?
Yeah. And then he's also said he's going to carve out some exceptions for some countries. That remains to be seen who those countries are and what he's getting for that. The whole notion of tariffs as a tool of diplomacy is a throwback to the early 1900s, and when the United States' only source of income was tariffs, before President Wilson instituted the income tax. Tariffs were the way the government ran itself. Of course, it was much smaller then. The impact of tariffs on the different flooring categories is quite different category to category. For instance, carpets to Canada, that's a pretty decent sized market for the U.S. We sell about $330 million of carpet in Canada. Depending on what happens with the tariffs, that could be a big issue for Dalton. We'll see how that plays out. I think in the end, Canada and Mexico are probably going to come to an agreement with the United States because what they're trying to do is more on the political side and less on the trade side. Ceramic is another one that could be upsetting because so many operations in Mexico from U.S. companies, I don't know what's going to happen in that regard. And we'll have to, again, wait and see. You know, all of these things are going to play into how the U.S. market reacts to these issues. You know, are they going to build inventories? Are they going to deplete inventories? And that all masks what's really going on with consumption. Plus, what's going to happen with domestic production? I got to believe some of that is going to ramp up domestic production, either through onshoring or through the domestic producers becoming more competitive and pushing more product out without a tariff on it.
You know, I'd like to remind our listeners that you wrote an article in the February issue of Floor Focus about these tariffs, and much of what you said there is still very accurate, right?
Yeah. See, there's a couple of variables in these countries' abilities to trade with us. For instance, Canada, as an example, they have national health care. So they don't pay health benefits to their employees. They don't have to, because that's supplied by the government. The pension situation varies country to country, so their products don't bear the cost of those benefits. So even though that only may be 2-3 points of margin, that's an advantage for these countries, that maybe they can absorb some of the tariffs and still ship in the United States and be relatively competitive. You know, like I said, and you said as well, it's a time of uncertainty.
It's uncertainty, but the economy is still doing very well right now.
That's right. You know, we're seeing strength in key sectors of the economy. Energy prices are coming down. They're announcing onshoring of major production facilities, from chip manufacturers to auto companies to you name it. That plays out into the future, you know, maybe 2 years or so. But those are jobs that are decent paying jobs. That's income and tax revenue for the United States. I'm bullish in that regard on the economy. And these news media outlets have their agendas, so I try to not be affected by that talk and try to look at the numbers. The numbers, we're going to go through a little bit of a small growth pattern here in 25. And then we should start to see it come back again in 26 and especially in 27.
Okay, Santa, I appreciate you giving us an update on your read in the business. Again, been talking to Santa Tresivia, an economist focused in the flooring business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridAlley.net.